From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 29, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank writes in the Daily Mail that the New York State Department of Labor is reporting that job growth in Greene County was one of the strongest statewide during the past year. Greene County Community Development Specialist Carl Heck said on Friday, March the 25th, the county created 400 new jobs between February 2015 and February 2016, a 2.7% increase. Heck said that of the county's 400 new jobs, 300 were in the private sector and 100 were in government. Among the new private sector jobs, 200 were tourism-related in the leisure hospitality industry and 100 were in trade. Greene County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Jeff Friedman said Monday that the news is a good indicator of how strong the county's economic growth has been. Friedman said, and I quote, "Over the past couple of years, we've been either leading or one of the leaders in job growth percentage, especially in the upstate counties, in many instances for the entire state, and we also outdid most of the metro areas as well," end quote. Friedman said that during the past year, the state has actually lost nearly 10,000 jobs, while Greene and Columbia counties combined created 800 new jobs. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Register-Star that nonprofit service providers for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities are campaigning for state funding to help pay for Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed minimum wage increase. A study published last month by a coalition of agencies estimated it would cost approximately $1.7 billion per year for every nonprofit agency statewide to raise its hourly wage to $15. If that increase is implemented gradually, the cost of the first year would be $270 million, eventually rising to $1.7 billion by 2021. Organizations like ARC of Ulster Green and CORAC in Columbia County have asked the state to include $270 million in the 2016-17 state budget to allow nonprofit care providers to implement the wage hike. Kenneth Stahl, CORAC's chief executive officer, said the hourly wage for that agency's employees is largely dependent upon their job. "Many of our entry-level employees are making between $9.25 and $9.50 an hour," he said, and I quote, "Many of our entry-level employees are making between $9.25 and $9.50 an hour," end quote. John McHugh, executive director of ARC of Ulster Green, said an increase to $15 an hour would help his agency be more competitive. He said, and I quote, "It is difficult to attract staff because our rate of pay is low compared to other fields," end quote. However, raising the agency's rate of pay would cost $2.4 million in the first year, and the agency's share of the requested $270 million would total only $380,000. McHugh said, and I quote, "Our organization relies almost entirely on the state for the funding we need to operate. So to be given a mandate to increase our employee wages without being given the funding to pay for it would be catastrophic for agencies all over the state," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Marie J. French in the Albany Business Review reports that efforts are being made to both stop and also push through the proposed Constitution pipeline ahead of a New York ruling on a water quality certification permit by April 29, 2016. Executives of investors in the Constitution Pipeline have met with the top aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo, Bill Moreau, the secretary to the governor, according to pipeline spokesman Christopher Stockton, pressing him on reasons for the $875 million pipeline that would carry natural gas produced by hydraulic fracturing in the Marcellus Shale of Pennsylvania to New York. The pipeline would travel through Schoharie and Delaware counties locally. There is a rally against the proposed pipeline on April 5th in Albany to get the governor's attention from the other side. You can read that full story in the Albany Business Review. The Register-Star is reporting that the New York State Police has announced troopers issued more than 17,000 tickets across the state in the days leading up to the St. Patrick's Day holiday. More than 250 people were arrested and charged with driving while intoxicated between Saturday, March the 12th through Thursday, March 17th. State police issued 6,422 tickets for speeding, 627 for distracted driving, and 503 for seatbelt violations during the same period. The campaign was funded by the governor's Traffic Safety Committee. The committee uses federal highway safety grant funds to encourage and enforce traffic safety. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Bernie Sanders wants to debate fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton in New York before the presidential primary April 19th. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, March the 27th, the U.S. Senator from Vermont said he wants to debate Clinton in, and I quote, New York City, upstate, wherever, on the important issues facing New York and, in fact, the country, end quote. A March Siena College poll showed that among Democrats, Sanders trailed the former Secretary of State by 21 points. The Democrats have already debated 8 times. The locations for the 9th and 10th debates are officially undetermined. While the Sanders campaign is pushing for a New York debate in April, the Clinton camp is said to want that exchange to take place in Pennsylvania. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. For our final story, Ashley Saffa Laptop of New Platts of Dreamkeeper Botanicals was on the Roots Runners and Rhizomes show on WGXC March the 28th, discussing her work as an herbalist, wellness coach, and educator. She discusses the healing power of roses with hosts Sarah Faulkner and Lauren Giambrone, and information about their events in Kingston on April 7th and May 1st. You can download or hear an excerpt from the show or the full show at the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxe.org. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has a wind advisory in effect for the WGXE listening area until 6 p.m. today, March the 29th. Northwest winds of 15 to 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 50 miles an hour are expected. As for the day, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day with a temperature high near 44 degrees. It will be breezy with a northwest wind of 21 to 25 miles an hour and gusts as high as 46 miles an hour. On Tuesday night, it will be clear with a low around 29 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 41. And on Thursday, showers are likely mainly after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 62 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 6:40 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:18 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 29th day of March 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.